Scott McKay is away this week. Instead, we're joined by Ted Nesi, politics economics reporter for WPRI.com. Hi there, Ted.
Hi, Ian.
Senate President Ruggiero, I'd like to start with the issue of the proposed Pawsox Stadium in Pawtucket. Are you satisfied with the pace with which House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello is pursuing this issue?
Well, obviously, the Speaker is very deliberate and is... As far as his proceedings regarding this particular issue, he does have some concerns as far as the state's liability regarding the Pawsox Stadium. The Senate had concerns regarding the ability of Pawtucket to meet their financial obligations. So we both have basically the same concerns. One affects the state as far as the way the Speaker is looking at it, and we were looking at the whole proposal as whether that Pawtucket can make their commitment. We certainly did not want to backstop them on that particular situation. So that's why the Senate made the changes that they made from the original legislation.
You obviously want to see this stadium proposal go ahead. The Senate approved the proposal in January, and now we see how the House may or may not consider a different proposal. Do you think Speaker Mattiello's approach it makes it more likely that the Pawsox will leave Rodin and go to Worcester?
Well, like I said, I think the Speaker is being very deliberate. He's being very cautious. I mean, could they go to Worcester? They could. I think they want to stay here. Their fan base is here. I think if they go to Worcester, they might be in conflict with what's happening with the Red Sox as far as them being up there in that particular area. And I don't think that they're going to get the attendance that they get from Rhode Islanders who would go all the way up to Worcester. So I think they would have to reinvent their fan base. I think they're very comfortable in Pawtucket. They've been here for years. They're a fabric of the community in Rhode Island, and I think they would like to remain here. I certainly would like to see a new stadium. I think McCoy has really... It's outlived its useful life. I think we need a new facility. I think the Apex area is an outstanding location for that. It certainly will be a landmark. It's going to be a park that's going to be used by the public. So I think it's a great investment for the state of Rhode Island, and it will certainly help Pawtucket grow around that particular area as far as development is concerned.
Let's go to Ted.
I wanted to ask you, there's always chatter at the State House, President Ruggiero, that maybe you'll run for one more term as Senate president and then call it a day, retire. You've been up there a long time at the State House. What's your thinking right now on how long you see yourself staying in this job?
I always look at from one election to the next. Obviously, this is an election year. I'm going to be running for re-election, and then I'll see what I'm thinking as far as running for president of the Senate again. So
you've been in Senate president a year now. What's the biggest surprise about the job?
The time commitment. But I kind of always knew that because I saw the tremendous amount of time that my predecessor, Senator Teresa Piva-Weed, had put in up there. But you don't realize it until you're really sitting in that seat, because there was a lot of things that she did that when I might not have been around to see what was happening, and I'm experiencing that now. So the time commitment. But you know what? I say this to everyone. I work with great senators, and I'm really pleased with the people that I work with up there. A lot of them have a great deal of expertise in a lot of areas. They've been up there for a while, and I really have a level of comfort working with them. So it works out pretty well.
We see how Providence Mayor wants to monetize the Providence water supply, use the revenue to shore up the city's woefully underfunded pension fund. You seem very supportive of that. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello does not. Is this the kind of issue that could cause a big conflict between the House and Senate at the end of this legislative session?
I don't see that as the case, only because we really have to look at this particular issue. There's a question, who owns the water supply board? Does the city of Providence own the water supply board, or is it the ratepayers? So we're going to look into that issue. We are looking at, we have a study commission that's studying water rates. There's 400 different water systems in the state of Rhode Island, and I think they should be consolidated to some respect anyway. But I know there's a fear that of the ratepayers that rates are going to increase. I don't necessarily see that as the situation at this point in time.
A related question. Governor Raimondo appointed your son, Charles Ruggiero, to the Narragansett Bay Commission. Charles is a lawyer, and he might be perfectly well qualified for that position. But some people say he's the son of the president of the Senate. Can't the governor finds someone who is not so closely linked to the legislature? Is this a perception issue?
I don't see it as such. The governor came to me over a year ago and said that she had met my son. They had a discussion, and she would like to put him on some kind of board. First of all, this board does not pay anything, so there's no monetary remuneration involved. Secondly, my son, should my son be precluded from public service because I am a senator or the Senate president? I mean, I don't see that as a case. I try to encourage my my children to get involved in community aspects and anything else that they would like to get involved in. I don't see why my position up there should preclude him from being involved in anything in government.
We're talking here with Rodon Senate President Dominic Ruggiero, and now back to Ted Nesi.
We're hearing a lot this year about divides between progressives and more moderate Democrats in Rhode Island. I was at Matt Brown's kickoff the other night for governor. He's going to run in the primary against Gina Raimondo. His proposals included returning Rhode Island's top income tax rate to 9.9%, where it used to be, and raising the corporate tax rate for big companies back to 9%. How do you think the General Assembly would react to those proposals?
I think that would be reversing some of the things that we've done in the past. If you look at some of the things, we've cut the corporate tax, we've cut the personal income tax, we cut the taxes on energy to business. I don't want to go backwards. I think we should go forward. I think good things are happening in the state of Rhode Island. I think outsiders are starting to recognize some of the good things that are happening here as far as us cutting taxes, and I don't think we should go backward in this particular situation. I think that would be a bad move.
Do you think a lot of lawmakers agree with you, or do you think he'd see a lot of support for that if somehow he became the governor?
I think a lot of the lawmakers would agree with me on this particular situation, because I think they see what's happening in the state of Rhode Island, and it's because of some of the things that we've done, and some of our ratings as far as the state ratings as far as business is concerned have improved. So I think we're on the right path. I think a lot of good things are happening in the state of Rhode Island, and I don't think we should reverse that trend.
It looks like the legislature will approve a measure supported by the auto body industry. This is opposed by the insurance industry. They say it will increase costs for consumers who already pay high prices for auto repairs in Rhode Island. Why is this measure in the public interest?
Well, first of all, we consider this a piece of consumer legislation. All this did was extend the ability to have someone use regular parts or OEM parts rather than aftermarket parts. It's a choice of the consumer, and it would be within the confines of the warranty itself. If they used aftermarket parts on some vehicles, especially leased cars and rental vehicles, in the event that there's an accident, they will no longer fall under the warranties. So I think the legislation was an excellent piece of legislation, and I really commend Senator Goodwin for sponsoring it.
I want to ask you about the line item veto. The Senate, there's a commission going on. I think it technically expired, and we're waiting still for a report to come out from that. What's the Senate's next move on line item veto? Do you think you're going to pass something to put it on the ballot this November?
Line item veto right now is a complicated issue. We just extended the reporting deadline for that to, I believe, June 8th.
For the commission.
For the commission, yes, because we want to continue to take a look at it. That is relatively complicated only because it contains a runoff as far as the general offices are concerned. So it's not as simple. And there are a number of variations of line item veto that have been enacted by states throughout the country. So we're still looking at the best possible situation. And we have a joint commission that's looking into that. And we did extend the reporting date to June 8th.
So it's unclear if the Senate will pass that measure this year.
I think it's unclear whether both chambers are going to pass it this year, depending on the outcome of what transpires on the commission itself.
All right, we're out of time. We need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us from WPRI.com, Mr. Ted Nesi.
Thank you, Mr. Ian.
And the president of the Rhode Island Senate, Dominic Ruggiero.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Ted, for allowing me to be here today.